running down the road with the windows wide open in your Sanderson Ford. I can just feel it right now, especially after a nice little fresh rain. You've got the creosote odor, that beautiful, gorgeous desert smell, or after a fresh snow up on the rim, enjoying in, taking in all this beautiful Arizona in your Ford vehicle. Ford is just blowing me away with all of their headline-grabbing models that they keep coming out with. It's just one more headline after another. And now they're bringing out, now they've got that Bronco that they've had out on the market now for about a year or so. And now they're going to add the Raptor package to that Bronco. Now, it isn't very often something comes along that I have to say, I got to have one of those. But I might just have to have one of those. Man, that is going to be an incredible, incredible vehicle. As well as the Mach-E. Got to test drive one of those out at Sanderson Ford the other day. And I didn't get but about two blocks away from the dealership when I realized this has to go home to my garage. An absolutely incredible vehicle. So for all of the lineup of Ford Motor Company, get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale, right at Maryland and 51st Avenue. And I get calls all the time. I'm going to Sanderson Ford. Who should I talk to? Folks, it doesn't matter. The longevity of employees, the tenure of employees there, you're going to be treated the same by virtually everyone there. Just go and introduce yourself and let them know what you're looking at. And they'll give you a tour of the entire 64-acre lot, if you like it, to take a look at every one of the single vehicles they've got on hand. Looking for a new vehicle? Couldn't encourage you more. Consider Ford. And when you're considering Ford, you'd be crazy to consider anybody else but Sanderson Ford, the most award-winning Ford dealership in America.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Georgia, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm in a pickle. I have a mobile home with 4-foot panels with seams, you know, every 4 feet where they've put on the panels. And so I wanted to get my home painted. I said I could do the caulking myself, and I mistakenly used silicone caulking, non-paintable, I discovered after I used it, in all of those seams, almost every one of those seams. So when the painter came, he used Kills and paintable caulking, which within 2 weeks, the paint separated at each of those seams again.
Mercy.
So I've Googled, in fact, just this morning I Googled again, you know, what could we possibly do except cutting that all out and sanding it down? Just wondering if you might have a better solution.
Well, how old is this newest paint job?
Oh, 2 or 3 months.
Oh, so it's brand new.
It is. It's brand new.
You know what, Miss Georgia, I don't know. What he tried to do isn't much different than probably I would have tried. But the non-paintable silicone is going to be a dilemma. I don't know that we can treat that chemically with something to make it adhere better, but I know just the man I need to ask. And I'm going to get your name and your number, and then I will reach out to this individual and put you two together and have you talk through it. The silicone caulk is an incredible product. It's extremely pliable, extremely durable, but it is non-paintable unless they dilute the silicone with some acrylic material to accept the paint. So we've got ourselves a dilemma. And I don't want to misguide you. If it were a caulk seam or two, I would tell you, let's just get a razor blade, cut it all out of there, and start from scratch. But given it's the whole house, let me see if my man Don Brees can't give you maybe one more possible shortcut. If anybody can, he can. Don's that kind of guy. So I beg your patience. Georgia will get back with you on this one.
The good news is it happens soon enough that if you still have paint left over, that's it true. Should dry the same color.
Well, that's a great point.
You know, if this had happened 2 or 3 years later, and you painted that with that same paint, you'd probably always see a shade of color tone difference.
It'd be flashing at you for sure. Hey, did you catch the fact that the mayor of Phoenix made a proclamation? Phoenix Pioneers Month is March of 2022. Recognition of settling here all the way back to the Hohokam and the canals that they built in the Pueblo Grande Museum right there at 44th and Washington. So congratulations to the mayor, Kate Gallego, who pronounced March as Phoenix Pioneers Month. I think it's something that needs to be recognized. And I think anyone that lives in Phoenix that hasn't been to the Pueblo Grande, I was actually talking about it to Adam, who's just in here. The Pueblo Grande Museum is an extremely interesting museum, if you've never been there, about the original inhabitants of the Salt River Valley and how they lived. And you will be blown away by finding out how many people this valley supported back then. You'll be totally amazed. So get over to the Pueblo Grande Museum and take a look at it. Okay, let's get back to modern-day housing.
You had mentioned the price of homes will have increased 5 times?
Twice in 5 years.
Will have doubled in 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, the good news with that is your property tax won't. I got mine yesterday, and there's two things on it. There's your FCL, full cash value, and LPV, limited property value. And the limited property value is what you get taxed
on. That's right.
And that's limited at a 5% cap every year. So over the 5 years, if they used the max 5%, you know, it's only gone up 25%, which is... As opposed to doubling, so...
Yeah, where I saw several reports this week that the average home in Maricopa County will be north of $450,000 just in the next few months. And that's exactly twice what it was 5 years ago. That's why so many people are remodeling.
They've got the equity in to pull out and reinvest into the home.
And they've been sitting in their home for a year and a half, spending more time inside than ever before. Daydreaming.
More time to think about
what
to do.
Daydreaming about what can I do to make this kitchen more desirable, more fun, more family-orientated. And then lo and behold, they find out their home has doubled in value. They've got the equity. They make a phone call or two, probably to Harold at Galaxy Lending, and take the equity out to get that project done. And in an interest rate that makes it extremely competitive. We're dealing with a situation right now where there's a home in Paradise Valley the widow lives in, and it's got a pretty heavily termite infested. It's about as heavily termite infested as any home I've ever seen. And she's very close to having the home paid off and doesn't want to take a note out to fix it. But in today's interest rate, she's got a mountain of equity, and we're going to be able to take out enough just to get the house fixed and protected. And the payment she has won't go up a penny. So all things that are driving this economy right now in the home improvement industry and the national publications I'm privy to and the contractors I talk to all across the country are saying they see no indication of a slowdown at all. Home remodeling is going to stay this busy throughout 2022 and possibly into 2023. So I want to reach out to you that are maybe have been displaced in your careers with the pandemic. If you want to think about entering a new industry, there isn't anybody that isn't hiring in the construction industry right now, if you always kind of had a hankering to get things done with your hands, or you were in it at one time and you left it, the demand for skilled labor is driving the wages to the point that you're not just going to make a living, you're going to be building a great career. So stop and think about it. And if you're looking for a place to go to work, just go to the number one contractor referral network in the entire state of Arizona. It's called rosieonthehouse.com. If you want to be a flooring specialist, a cabinet specialist, a countertop specialist, a plumber, a roofer, an air conditioning specialist, an electrician, a framer, a drywaller, a painter, just go to those categories. And anyone that you find that's Rosie certified is going to be an excellent opportunity for you to find a new career.
And we cover our weekly to-do in the third segment of our 10 o'clock hour. It's something that we do to help keep up with the regular maintenance of our home. It may not always apply to something that you need to do this week, but it'll help you at least know that that's something at some point in time you'll have to take care of on your home. And you can log, program, and complete all of these in the Rosie on the House Homezada app to keep up digital reminders when this needs to get done again, all the details you needed to complete the task, upload receipts, take pictures. It helps you schedule and maintain your home properly. And this week we're talking about cleaning and organizing the garage.
My favorite after church Sunday afternoon activity. I love just pulling the cars out of the garage, washing them down, giving their weekly little cleanup, dusting all my little tools that I get at O'Reilly Auto Parts, just dusting here, dusting there, refurbishing the inside, getting them all cleaned up. I love that. That's my Saturday afternoon brain dead time.
And while you have everything pulled out and off the garage floor, that's a perfect time to go ahead and put some a finishing product on it. You can leave it as plain gray concrete, which most of them are, but you can really help increase the cleanliness and ease of cleaning your garage floor if you do some kind of epoxy finish on it. There's a lot of decorative ideas to add aesthetics. There's different types of overlays, patterns. You could put sports logos.
Oh, absolutely.
On there.
No limit to what you can do, for sure.
And our article at rosieonthehouse.com kind of goes through all of the different types and styles of flooring that you can do. There's epoxies, there's concrete stains, and there are even things that you can add grip, because a lot of these, if you get a completely smooth surface and it's wet, they can be very slippery. So you can add granules to it to make sure you've always got some kind of good traction while you're walking and cleaning in your garage. And then, of course, the ability to use your garage as storage. A lot of people in Arizona, you know, the heat out there, but there's don't like to do that. But there's a lot of things that the heat won't bother that you can easily store clean in your garage. So that is our weekly to-do. Get that on your calendar and give an overall assessment of what you can do on your in your garage for cleaning and maintaining.